Smooth 105.6 Brent Harbour catching up with Waka Kotahi and the man who knows everything about the Brinduans. How are you, Mark?
Good, thanks, Brent.
What is the focus in this part of the closure of the Brinduans?
So now the road's closed until 30th of May, so that's the morning 12:01. So we're now, we've got the three scenic tours still in place. That's the Cove Road route, the Paparoa-Oakley Road ends, that way 12 and 14. And so now the majority of the excavation has been finished, and we're now focusing really on the downslopes and finishing the newly created shoulder spaces. So things like we'll be implementing 150 poles along the corridor. We'll be putting it road rock anchors and mesh, retaining walls, extra drainage, paving, curbing, you know, everything to get the road reopened. We've talked about the, creating space along the road previously, and for those that have been listening previously, they'll know about that. But for those that haven't, I'll just explain a little bit about what that means. So one of the reasons we've needed to close the Brinduans is because of the repairs and because of the narrowness of the road. And so the work that we're doing allows us to cut into the hillside further to create additional space so that if we have future weather events and further slips, it allows us to maintain the road, keep the clear the slips, but keep the road open.
You've shared some stats before, but could you share some more key stats in the project to date and how it's all tracking for you?
Yeah, sure. So we're well on track in terms of our schedule, and as I mentioned, we're looking to open on the 13th of May. In terms of some of the stats, we've shifted almost 150,000 cubes of the hillside, and that equivalent of that is 60 Olympic swimming pools or 8,500 dump trucks, so you know, a significant amount of soil. We've got a team that's clocked up almost 39,000 site hours. So we've had 643 people that have been inducted on site, and that's on average about 93 people working there a day. We've got 26 companies working across the site or have been involved, and another stat being 185,000 kilos of mixed mulch and hydroseeds, which when you go through there, you'll see how green the hillsides are. And that includes natives such as Manuka and Harakeke.
So last week, and it was all over my social media feed, there was an incident with a truck that came off the road on the Cove Road detour. So what happened there, Mark?
Yeah, sure. There was an unfortunate incident and one that we hadn't hoped for. It was a truck that got stuck on one of the tight bends through the Cove Road detour. But the good thing is that our teams were really quick to respond, and you know, nobody was injured, and we were able to get the road open within hours. So a really good outcome. And during this time, we had a lot of messaging that went out via social media and also our VMS boards along the road. And so people were able to be kept well informed. We are currently undertaking an investigation in terms of what happened so that we can ensure that it doesn't happen again.
The social media and the notifications are great. I was getting them all day. It was really good.
Great.
So well done on that. So what sort of feedback are you getting from the public about the project so far, Mark?
Oh, look, the feedback has been fantastic from the public and the community. And so we share that feedback with the teams on the hill, and they love receiving those comments and words of appreciation. And what it does is it really helps them to stay motivated through to the end of the closure. We've had some really lovely messages from people that are personally connected to the project. And that ranges from people who travel the route every day or have travelled the route every day, to people with long-standing connections in the area. And we've got a really nice example where one lady contacted us to say that her grandfather had actually worked on the original Brinduans Road, and now her grandchildren were writing speeches or doing speeches at the school and sharing their connections to the project with all their classmates. It's a really lovely story.
Yeah, that's really brilliant. And if people want to get, you know, regular updates about the project and the Brinduans, what's the best way for them to do that, Mark?
So people can follow us on our social media channels, NZTA LinkedIn page or the NZTA Northland Facebook page. And if you want to sign up to our newsletters, what you can do is go onto our website, nzta.govt.nz/Brinduan Hills, and sign up there.
Okay, that's good. Thank you to you and the team for all the work you're doing in the Brinduans, and we'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, and thank you, Brent, and all to the Northland community.
105.6. We love it here.